Water, water, more water. Believe it or not, my favorite drink is water, just plain old boring water. Back in 2018, I had an 11 mm size kidney stone removed, and this experience was incredibly eye-opening. It was not fun having them go up through the basement to extract it. The entire procedure was quite surreal, filled with a mix of anxiety and hope. Up went a camera, a laser, and a vacuum tube to remove the debris, while I sat nervously, contemplating the pain and discomfort ahead. I passed chocolate milk for 8 hours after this adventure, an odd side effect that I never anticipated. Thank God for anesthesia, which dulled the sharp edges of reality during that time. Unfortunately, I lost my ability to remember dreams after the bout with anesthesia, a peculiar trade-off that left me feeling a void I never expected. I miss my dreams, those vibrant landscapes of creativity and emotion that would unfold behind my eyelids. Oh, I still dream, but once I wake up, they are gone forever, like whispers of memories that fade with the light of day. The urologist told me to drink 2 liters of water a day to possibly not have a recurrence of such a painful ordeal, emphasizing the importance of hydration for my kidney health. Therefore, water is not just my favorite drink, it has transformed into a symbol of my resilience and a daily reminder to take care of myself, ensuring that I stay hydrated and healthy for the long run. I also drink other drinks. I drink decaffeinated coffee any chance I get, as it provides me with the warm, comforting experience of my favorite beverage without the caffeine jitters. The urologist said I should avoid caffeine for reasons unknown, which has made me more conscious of my dietary choices overall. Maybe once a week I indulge in a Pepsi, savoring the familiar taste, but I try to limit my consumption of sugary sodas. Since I am pre-diabetic, I should avoid high sugar pops to maintain my health and manage my blood sugar levels effectively. I used to enjoy sipping on alcoholic drinks, particularly wines and beers, which were once a delightful part of social gatherings and celebrations. However, since February 2023, I was put on a blood thinner after a large blood clot between my lungs, and the doctor strongly recommended that I avoid alcohol altogether, as it may hamper the regulation of the clotting process. This was quite a shift for me, as I had always appreciated a good glass of wine or the occasional craft beer, making me reflect on my lifestyle changes. I was told about the golden years, filled with joy and relaxation, but I was never told that the gold was tarnished in spots, revealing challenges and adjustments that come with aging and health issues.